Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 13th of January. The champion trainer Nicky Henderson is in a real battle to defend his title from former champion Paul Nicholls, and they both recorded significant winners. At Kempton Park last Saturday, Henderson provided the first and second in the Grade 1 Tolworth Hurdle, courtesy of Royal Boy and Josses Hill, while Safia de Rio won the listed Lanzarote Hurdle for Nicholls. At Wetherby last Saturday, both Timmy Murphy and Wayne Hutchinson rode winning doubles, and for the record, last Thursday's North Yorkshire Grand National at Catterick was won by Sun Cloud, trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson and ridden by Brian Hughes. Well, the emerging talents of jockeys Sam Twist and Davis have been recognised by Paul Nicholls this season, and the young rider has been booked to partner Big Bucks in the Cleeve Hurdle at Cheltenham on Saturday week, the 25th of January. The four times winner of the World Hurdle is making his much-awaited comeback after a lengthy absence due to injury, and if all goes well, his target will be a fifth win in the Grade 1 contest for the top staying hurdlers. The aforementioned Sapphire de Rio could also have the World Hurdle as his target. Well, this coming Saturday, Si the Grugier will lay down a marker for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the Cheltenham Festival when he lines up for the Clarence House Chase at Ascot, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Si the Grugier is second favourite for Cheltenham Glory behind the current champion Sprinter Sacra, but with question marks over the fitness of Sprinter Sacra, this could be a big opportunity for Si the Grugier. Well, there's no Yorkshire meeting until Wetherby next Tuesday, the 21st of January. But there's big news emanating from York Racecourse regarding the fact there'll be record prize money of £6 million during the 2014 season on the Naismire, which begins with the traditional three-day Dante Festival starting on Wednesday, the 14th of May. Indeed, the Dante Festival will provide prize money in excess of £1 million for the first time. The richest race at York, the Group 1 Judmont International Stakes on the opening day of the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival in August, will now offer an all-time high of £800,000, an increase of £50,000. Won last year by Declaration of War, trained at Ballydoyle by Aidan O'Brien, and in the recent past by superstars such as Frankel and See the Stars, the Judmont International Stakes is one of the world's premier middle-distance races. What a season it promises to be at York. Enjoy your racing.